Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy Elster. I'm going to be doing a solo today because I just wanted to have a conversation about a Me Too moment that I personally went through. And it happened in the workplace, and it happened about 6 weeks ago, because it's taken me really this long to be able to talk about it without getting very heated or very angry. And you know, I would love to say this is the first time it's ever happened to me, but unfortunately it's not. I've had many times where I have felt sexually harassed in the workplace, but this one is very different. This is more of verbal abuse and being talked to in a condescending way, rather than any kind of sexual overtures. It was none of that. This was more a man being, I'm going to say, abusive to a woman. And to me, that falls into the same category. It's a misuse of power. So just to take you back a little bit to the story, and Logan's here because Logan's had a similar situation like this. This is a family member of Catherine's, and she had set this call up because this person is an executive recruiter and was looking for, or thought he could have another executive coach on his roster to give new CEOs, in case a new CEO wanted an executive coach. So I was very excited about the call. I put a lot of effort into it. I had a lot of notes for myself of how I wanted to describe what my coaching was like and my methods and how I worked with CEOs and who some of my CEOs were, if he wanted some references. And so I was looking forward to it, and we get on the phone, and I want to start by saying he had the wrong name. He called me actually Catherine, not Kathy, which I thought was a little odd. That's because, odd. Yeah. I didn't say anything because typically we don't care. As long as you call, we don't care what you call us.
Right. The
so, news. Yeah.
We're so similar.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So within a couple of minutes, it was obvious to me that he was unprepared for the call. And he started off by saying, so what's your website? And I said, well, it's my website with Catherine, you know, K squared. He goes, oh, well, why would you, why? Like, don't you have your own website? And I said, no, we've been in business together for 30 years. This is a company here.
Right.
I'm the executive coach. He didn't really understand, which I didn't understand why he didn't understand. All right, so anyway, he goes on the website, and he immediately becomes deflated and disappointed, as if this was the first time he was on the website, which maybe it was. And he said, oh, yeah, well, this is and he uses this term. This is really down market. And my assumption of the word down market was that we're working with the lowest level of people in the workplace, which is just not true. They couldn't afford us. And, you know, he went on to say, and, you know, quite frankly, your books, Kathy, are really quite down market. And I thought, well, I'd hate to tell my CEO clients that make all their senior leadership read that, because that's not true.
Right.
So I'm now getting really uncomfortable because I'm starting to feel really demeaned and really put down. And I'm trying to describe, well, this is the way I work with CEOs. This is my process. And he just cut me off, and he started to brag about the other executive coaches and how, I don't know how these guys get all this money. You know, they get $1,000 an hour. And honestly, I'm not really sure what he's talking about, because I thought we were talking about my executive coaching. And I listened. And somewhere in there, he yawned. Now, I have asked a lot of people since then, did you ever yawn on a business call and not acknowledge it? Or has anybody ever yawned in your ear? And I have gotten a universal, how rude. No. I mean, if you have to yawn, you cover your mouth.
You cover your mouth, you apologize.
Right.
You say,
I'm so sorry, I had a bad night. But no, he yawned in my ear as if he was really bored on this conversation. Or that, you know,
is that he had better things to do than
this call. So I'm being put down and he's yawning. And he's bragging about these other men. He doesn't know how they get this, but, you know, this is what they get. And I'm continuing to say, well, you know, the approach, and I'm going on. And he goes, well, you know, I don't know, Catherine. This is really down market. And finally, I said, look, I'm really proud of who I am, and I'm really proud of my work. So if it's not for you, it's fine. But mm-hmm. I am really good at what I do. And I quickly got off the phone. Mm-hmm. I was literally shaking.
Right.
And now I'm 6 weeks away from it, and I've gone through a whole process of getting through this. So let me just back up and say my first thing I ran and said to Catherine was this did not go well.
Mm-hmm.
His privilege,
mm-hmm.
his straight man, white man privilege reeked. And he just put me down and mm-hmm. he put our business down. And she didn't respond. I went into the room and I looked up down market because I thought I knew what it meant.
Right.
But I'm going to read you what it actually means.
It ended up being even worse than what you thought.
That's right. It is a term that is used in the business world. So it wasn't new to me. I had heard it, but I didn't have a dictionary in front of me.
Yeah.
So down market, relating to commercial products or services that are cheap, that have little prestige and are poor in quality.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the mistake of going back in my room and Googling that and seeing what he was actually saying. And then I really got livid. And I thought, you know, look, if I didn't know this person, I could laugh it off and say, what a jerk, and be done with it. But it's actually a family member of Catherine's.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and I said, you know, did you look up down market? Look what it means. And she looked and, of course, was horrified, but still, you know, didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she later spoke to him just to sum that up, and he didn't know what the word meant. So to me, that first of all, I think he's lying. I think he did. But, well, what did he think it meant? It's not my issue anymore.
Right.
But whatever it was, he knew it was a put down.
Right.
Right?
He knew it was an insult to some degree.
Down market. That's right. He had to have, and that's what he was doing. So what's the difference whether he knew the full throttle of the insult,
right,
or he just thought it was a small insult.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her that he knew something had gone wrong in the conversation, but he didn't know what.
So he couldn't see.
He had no idea. So that, to me, this is why it feels like a Me Too movement. It feels like there was some need for him to put me down, some need for him to put his sister-in-law down, some need for him to put women down.
Right.
And I hope he felt good about it. I don't know what got off in him on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was the level of self-privilege that he had. I'd actually never experienced anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just say to those of you who are out there, you could be a man as well as a woman experiencing this from someone who feels he's above you
mm-hmm.
and you're below. It feels horrendous.
Yeah.
Now, I'm 6 weeks or so away, and he's a total loser. I mean, mm-hmm. anyone who would yawn or use a professional term right. that he didn't know what it meant is, you know, he's irrelevant.
Yeah.
But for those of you that have to work with somebody like this day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
I feel your pain.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been through something like this?
Well, I had a similar experience with this individual.
The same person.
And it was done in a way where initially I didn't realize that he was being demeaning
mm-hmm.
and insulting. It kind of took me a few minutes to register the conversation that we had. And then looking back at it, I was like, oh, he wasn't being nice. He was
right.
intentionally saying things that were rather demeaning about my knowledge regarding video editing, which I had told him that I had no knowledge of at the start of the conversation, yet he kept using terms that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he scoffed when I asked him to use layman's terms. And then a lot of ageist remarks that he was making mm-hmm. in regards to you and Catherine that I had to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left the conversation initially feeling kind of jarred, but not realizing why I felt jarred.
Mm-hmm.
And then reflecting back, I realized, oh.
Yeah.
He was acting in a way where he had privilege, whether educational privilege or just some kind of privilege over other people.
Yeah. So that privilege to me really reeked. And I picked that up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can imagine you didn't pick it up because you were not expecting
it. I wasn't expecting it. Yeah. No, I really wasn't.
Of course not. And you think you're talking to a safe space because it's a family member. So you think, oh, this is going to be good. Somebody wants to give us feedback. By the way, he did say that to me when we were getting off the phone. He knew he blew something, but he didn't know what. Mm. And he said in a really tiny voice, as if like, oh, I did something wrong here.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, it's just my feedback. As if I'm supposed to say, oh, that's okay. No, that wasn't just your feedback. That was way worse than feedback. Mm-hmm. And that's what it sounds like he did to you.
Yeah.
This is how I think many white men of privilege have gone as far as they have.
Yeah, they're allowed to get away with it.
And they've gotten away with it.
Or it's a slap on the hand, you know, just a very minor, maybe, oh, you can't say that. Or you can't say it like that. And then they get to walk.
Right.
Scot-free.
Right. So this was, I mean, I've certainly had, you know, I've had slight versions of this with people that maybe were potentially going to be my client, but they weren't going to be my client because we didn't connect because maybe they needed a man, or they talked in a way that,
just didn't sit right with you.
We just didn't connect.
Yeah.
But this to me was outwardly meant to belittle.
Right.
To say, I'm more important than you. What I have to say is more important than anything you have to say. Mm-hmm. You know, we've written 4 books, 1 a New York Times bestseller. He's never written a book.
Right.
Yet he felt he could label the books and our business. I thought it was a real case of a man thinking he could put down a woman in the workplace. And I don't know what his home life is like, and I don't want to know what his home life is like. In fact, I don't want to know anything more about him. I'm lucky that I don't have this in my life.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to cool off from this and talk about it. And I'd love to hear people's comments, about their experiences. And, I've heard it from several clients times when they have felt demeaned by the CEO of the company. Mm-hmm. And they're usually, you know, they're usually of somebody in a powerful position. So there's not much you can do. Yeah. By the way, he was not in a higher position than me. Mm-hmm. So it was really out of line.
Right. Right.
And I'd love to know if anyone's ever had anybody yawn on the phone in their ear and never acknowledge it, if you know.
Right.
So that's my story, and I am, recuperating from it still. And are you still recuperating from yours, or you feel good? You're over it.
I'm over it at this point, but it took me a little bit to shake it off because it was shocking. I wasn't expecting.
Right.
It's supposed to just be a conversation, a conversation, and it ended up turning into not a challenge, but as you said, like a belittling.
Yeah.
Of one person to the other.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think this is a form of the Me Too movement, and I think it's really needs to end.
Yeah.
So if there's any men out there who think it's okay to do this, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.